every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine.
Good morning. Come on. Jump on in. The water is fine. The water is good. Come on, somebody give God some praise just because He's worthy. Not because He's going to do anything, because we already know that He's going to do those things. Because the Bible says, and my God shall, prophetically, He shall supply all. Okay, see, I guess we're going to have to go back to Bible basics. When He says that my God shall supply all, that means there's nothing you might need that He doesn't already have a supply for. Well, come on, somebody. Let's do it like this. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restoring Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. But the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And the Bible says this. That's John chapter 1, verse 1. Then it says this in verse 12. To as many as received Him, the word. So, to as many. As received, that word received means to hear the word, hide the word in your heart, and to do the word. Three components. To as many as hear, hide, and do the word of God, I am giving you the power, my dunamis, to become sons of God. Listen, first of all, you must understand, you're a son of God, you're not a servant. You're not a slave. You're not. God doesn't need robots. He didn't create us to be subservient to His omniscient being. No, He is Father first. This is why when Jesus is asked by His disciples, teach us how to pray, He says like this, pray like this. Here's the example. Here's how you do it. Our Father. The first two words, He says our, representing relationship, our. Not just you, but me. This is how I pray. Our Father, who art where? In heaven. Hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom. Okay, here we go. Thy kingdom come. Now, here we go. We're going to get, even before we get started. Okay, let's break this down here. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all of these what? Things shall be added. So pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy way of doing things come. On earth as it already is being done in heaven. Give me this day my daily. See, here's the key. You need to be feeding on the word daily. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me of my debts as we forgive our debt. Okay, so let's just break this down. Before you can be forgiven, you must forgive. See, when you receive salvation, because you're the heirs of salvation, now God gives you a responsibility to forgive others. Just as you have been forgiven, just as he's wiped your slate clean, he says, unless you forgive, I can't forgive you. So let's get this in the proper perspective. God has given us a roadmap. He's given us a strategy to always walk, listen, in power in his kingdom, and which will cause his glory to be released in your life. Come on now, if you're receiving this, somebody type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now. Ooh, come on now. See, I'm just going to share this on Instagram. Come on, share this broadcast. Father, we thank you. Father, you said, our glory, to pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, right now, I declare and decree that you are releasing kingdom strategies, kingdom resources, kingdom power to your sons. Father, give us the understanding. Father, your word said, with all of our getting, get understanding. Father, get understanding. Father, I thank you for understanding. Reveal knowledge. Reveal. Oh, my God. Come on now. Ooh, see, somebody's messing with it. Come on now. Come on now. Just begin to release. Open up your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hey, glory. Father, we thank you that we're going to walk in your kingdom principles, your kingdom steps, that we can reap kingdom results. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're no respecter of person, but you're a respecter of faith. And Father, before faith can be released, we need understanding. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be. Come on, prophetic. See, this is God, when he speaks something, it already is. Oh, come on. Well, let's look at what today is as we get started. Listen, get your Bibles, get your coffee, get your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. Well, let's go. Okay, today is June 29th. It's the 29th day of June. It's also the 180th day of the year. So today represents, oh wow, the power to prosper for kingdom purpose, okay? That's the theme of today. So in the number 180, the number one represents unity, represents the beginning, it represents the source of things. All dominion and increase originates with him. The number 8 represents new beginning, resurrection, power, and abundance. It'll be a season of divine reset and accelerated grace, okay? So listen, we are in 2025, and the Lord gave us a word that 2025 will be the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And it says that, and God told Samuel, and Samuel anointed David with oil, okay? He anointed David with oil in front of his brethren, in front of his community, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So what you got to understand is, yes, when you receive salvation, the kingdom of God, his Spirit, his word, and everything is reactivated within you. Luke chapter 17 says the kingdom of God is within you. But until the power gets up on you, you cannot do his kingdom purpose. Oh, my God. See? Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Okay. So we are in. So that was the number 8. And the 0 represents wholeness, eternity, and completion. You are entering into a full circle moment of fulfillment. So the number 180, the 180th day, this day, give me this day, represents a complete turnaround, a spiritual pivot that realigns you with God's original intent for your life. Okay, prophetically, this day represents a day of divine redirection from lack, delay, or distraction. It's a moment to return to purpose and to realign with kingdom wealth and health principles. And it's a marker of mid-year covenant check-in. Are you living what you were created for? Let me say it again. Are you living what you were created for? Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Genesis chapter 1. Okay, so now the biblical foundations for this word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28 says, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. In order to have dominion, you must have a domain. Oh, come on now. You were created not just to survive. You were created to rule, steward, multiply, and reflect the character of God on the earth. 3 John 2 says, beloved, and this is a soul prosperity health check. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Okay, Deuteronomy 8:18. Okay, the covenant power of prosperity, and prosperity is not just wealth. He wants you to prosper spirit, soul, body, as well as financially. But remember, it is the Lord thy God, for it. But remember, the Lord your God, for it is He. Elohim, El Shaddai, who gives you the power, his dunamis, his ability to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Wealth is not the goal. Obedience to God's covenant is. Today is about remembering the why behind your increase. See, when you understand, here's why the word says, with all your getting, get understanding. When you understand why he's prospering you, why he's healing you, why he's getting you out of debt, why he's opening up your business or your ministry, why? Come on now, why is he sending you to that school to learn that particular skill? It's because to connect with your covenant promise. There's a covenant promise that when you walk in your purpose, the covenant says he must supply everything you need for you to fulfill it. Oh, come on now. The spiritual and prophetic insight for today. This is a divine reset and return day. It's a time to turn around from any area of misalignment or rebellion or sin or disobedience. It's a time to reconnect with God's divine purpose for your health, wealth, and leadership. And it's a time to refocus on the covenant, not just the culture. Church is a culture. But when you walk in the covenant purpose for your life, now you're walking like Enoch. And the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and God took him. Okay. Oh, my God. It's not just about turning away from distractions. It's about turning towards your divine calling to walk in dominion, prosperity, and kingdom impact. Come on, repeat this after me. Come on now. Come on now. I'm getting you prepared. Ah, glory, to receive this seed of the word. Now, listen, once again, if you hear anything that, you know, touches you, causes you to be realigned, then you go ahead and you sow the anointed divine grace seed. You can either sow it in the ministry using our QR code or our PayPal, or the Zelle using your banking app, going straight into from your account straight into the ministry account using our restored MININTL at gmail.com. Or you can do it as the Terumah. Remember what Ezekiel 44:30 says. It says, and the first of all first fruits of every teruma, oblation of every sort of teruma, shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak the blessing to rest in your house. And when you sow it according to the word, into my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBrian, on my Zelle, on my PayPal. Now you're opening up the mouth of the prophet, and now you're sowing the seed time, and he must supply the harvest. Oh, my God, my God. So listen, we're right here. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, Father, as they sow seed, as they receive the word, and they hear it, and they hide it in their heart, and they begin to do it, now multiply it 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold in their life, in Jesus' mighty name. So now, oh, my God. So today is, it's when we understand that you were created with purpose, you were created. And God said, creation starts in the mind of God. So God said, let us create our own offspring, our glory. We've already got heaven taken care of. So let's go ahead and let's deal with the earth. Okay? So let's understand this. First of all, you were created with a divine heavenly design to answer a problem in the earth, your purpose. And we overcome the enemy by the what? Blood of the Lamb, and by the what? Word of our testimony. Your testimony is a testament of God fulfilling everything according to the covenant promise. Galatians chapter 3 says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There are promises. There is a covenant promise that God, oh my God, see there it is right there. Let's go here. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Let's go here. Come on. We're going to go ahead. We can listen. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay. Just going to type this into Instagram here. Second Corinthians chapter 1. All right. And look at verse 20. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And it says, for all the promises, okay, all, every promise, whether it's health, wealth, a sound mind, whatever it is, getting out of debt, whatever it is, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. That word amen means it is so. It's already done. Unto the glory of God by us. Okay. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. That means you must be in him. You can't do the promises of God. You can't do your covenant purpose unless you stay in him. Oh, God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, you were in Christ before the world began. Oh, my God. See, we're going to mess with the devil today. This is why you are a son. Glory. You are a son. I'm going to say it again. You are a son and not a servant. Glory. Woo, we're going to mess with the devil today, see? See, Galatians chapter 4 says, verse 7, for you are no more a servant but a son, if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You're an heir. You can only be an heir unless you are the offspring, a direct divine offspring of the Most High. Psalms chapter 82 says, that ye are gods, and you are all children of the Most High. Oh, see? See, now we're going to mess with the devil, right? Because he can't stop. He can't stop it. He can't stop it. I'm just typing this into Instagram, Galatians chapter 4, and you need to read verse 1 through 7 when you understand that you were created as sons. Oh, come on now. Hey, glory. Get this revelation. Oh, my God. Hey, Keisha. Okay, let's go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Okay, let's just go here. I must do it that way you get understanding. Galatians chapter 4. Get this. Look at verse 1. Okay. One out, someone type, it is so. If you're with me, type, it is so. Let me know you're with me. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. You can't be Lord unless you have authority or dominion over land. That's what a land lord. You are the ruler of land. Oh, come on now. But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed, the set time, the Moedim of who? The Father. He didn't say God. Okay. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption, the readopting, the replanting, the reclaiming of his children. And because you are, he didn't say you're becoming, he says, because you are a son. Oh my God. God sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Daddy, Father. Wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. See, I want you to sow your seed today like a son. See, a son knows who his father is, and a son understands that when he invests into the vision of the father reinvests in him. Oh, come on, somebody. Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory. Oh, my God, my God. They're going to get this today. You're going to learn this. See, you're going to learn of your inheritance today. Oh, my God. Let me see here. Yeah, let's just go here. Okay, so this sonship. Now, this sonship even goes deeper because when you understand that you are a part of the dominion and the priesthood, the kingship and the priesthood, the kingship and the priesthood according to Revelations chapter 5. Okay. We're going to end right here today. Like I said, the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. All right. So Revelations chapter 5, verse 6, it says, and I beheld and lo, in the midst of the throne, the four. Am I in the right place? Yes. Okay. Verse 9 and 10. I'm sorry. Revelations chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Here you go. Verse 9 and 10. And they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us unto God. And by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and has made us, already done, past tense, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. This is your time to claim your kingship, which is your dominion and authority, and your priesthood, which is your access to his presence. Oh, my God. There's an old worship song that goes, in your presence, That's where I belong, in your presence, oh Lord my God. When you understand that you have access, you have a right to go into his presence and make, listen, kingdom inheritant demand of your Father. He says, command ye me. Okay, Isaiah 48 says, it is the Lord who teaches you how to profit or how to fulfill your divine purpose. Now listen, intercede while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer, winter, day and night shall not cease. See, your seed sowing is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. Your harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. So you're going to sow, whether it's into the ministry, which is on the left-hand side. You can use your smartphone and do the QR code right there. I'm going to put this up into Instagram right here. We're going to do the 2025 seed. Amen. So whether it's your $20.25, $225, or it's the $2,025, whatever it is, whatever the Lord, glory, hikesha, woo, my God, or whatever it is that the Lord tells you to do, what you do, it's just that simple. Glory. Come on now, Father, I thank you. That while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, you promised it would not stop. So, Father, right now, activate the hundredfold, the 30-fold, and the 60-fold in their life. How? Because they've gained understanding that they're not giving like servant slaves, but they're giving like sons who have a right. Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And Father, to those that do it as a teruma, directly into the hand of the priest, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are going to cause a multiplication and an increase to begin to happen in their life. While the earth remains, it shall never stop. This seed and this harvest shall never stop in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Daily Bread on Monday. Amen. Actually, Monday through Friday. Amen. You can join me and we'll do a daily little short Bible study just to give you an encouraging word to start your day. Once again, thank you for joining into the Hour of Power. Be blessed.